as well. We have two more speakers, one of whom is going to get a beer right now. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, so this next speaker was brought by our fine sponsors in Common Threads. I already mentioned what they do, but please, so we're all here in part to benefit what they do. So if you got a couple bucks, toss it their way. Donate on their website. We'll definitely post links with this episode as well.
Common Threads. Right,
we have a Square reader, so you can use credit cards. If you don't have a couple bucks, we have a plastic. But yeah, very great organization. Very excited to have this next speaker. She is a stand-up comedian. This is Kelsey McClure.
So before I moved to Chicago, I lived in St. Louis, and I produced comedy shows there. It's my favorite thing in the world to do. I love comedy, and St. Louis was like a growing town. Like a lot wasn't happening. And I kind of like got to be the person that would like bring people into town. And one of the jobs of bringing people into town is making sure that they're happy, you know? And it was always comedians. And there was like this, there's a code word. Comedians on the road, they can't really like take weed with them because, you know, if they get pulled over, then they go to jail or get tickets they can't pay, so on and so forth. So usually if somebody wanted me to like have some weed for them when they got to town, they'd be like, oh, I'd like to party. And I was like, okay, cool. No big deal. And this one guy in particular was coming in from New York, and he sent me an email, and I was like, ugh, don't say the party word in the email. He's like, I'm bringing my friend that's coming with me really likes to party, and then put like 20 explanation points after party. I was like, okay, so I have to get him a whole lot of weed. So they got to town, and with an ounce of weed shoved in my crotch, I walked to a bar next door to Busch Stadium to go meet him, to give him his party goods, because they were also in town for like 4 or 5 days, so it was like, I don't know how he's gonna smoke all this, whatever, maybe it's not that hard, I don't know. And I get there and I'm like, I got this stuff with me, and he was like, oh, you don't have a purse, where is it? And I was like, in my pants. And he's like, oh, well, what'd you get? And I was like, I got you an ounce of weed. He was like, oh, I don't really like smoking weed. Like, it's like, it like calms me down. He's like, I wanted to party. And I was like, oh, okay. And I happened to work at a music venue at the time. So it was like, I got this, no big deal. He's like, well, how much money do you think I should give you? Like, what's your rate? And I was like, I don't know. I've never done this before. So he goes to the ATM and homeboy pulls out $700 because that was the most that ATM would let him pull out. And also he had already pulled out like $400 or $500 earlier in that day. So he walks over and like, and he just like at the bar just hands me the money, and like Dare told you like how to say no, but they didn't tell you how to say no when there's like a lot of money. So he says, just go get me as much as you can, and whatever like is like on top of that, like you can just keep for yourself. I was like, okay. So I walk back to my car with the weed still in my crotch and $700 cash, and I get in the car and I sit down. And I'm like, you're going to jail. You're about to go to jail. I turned on the radio, and this is why I just decided to do this story, is because Ludacris is Breathe In, Breathe Out. And I was like, we're fucking going to drug town. And I was driving at the time a 1991 Mitsubishi Eclipse. That I had rear-ended somebody in on an icy road and never got fixed. So I would just get pulled over just because. This is the forefront of my mind as I start off on my little adventure for the day. I didn't know what to do. I had never bought these kind of drugs before. I knew people at the music venue that I worked at, like, you know, like one time I kicked open the door because I thought somebody was taking too long to poop and they were just like blowing lines off the sink. Like, I knew that these things were around, I just didn't know who I had to talk to. And also, as a complication, a very good friend of mine had OD'd the week before. So the people that I typically would have asked about this, I didn't want to be like, hey, I'm trying to buy a whole lot of drugs. praise Mikey. But there was a show that night. There was an EDM show. And I was like, I'll probably be able to find somebody there. So I drive down to where the show is, and I see my buddy Robert walking down the street, and I pulled over, and I was like, man, do I have a story for you. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, but I have $700 in cash, I have an ounce of weed, and I need to buy some drugs. And he was like, I got a Molly guy. I was like, you have a Molly guy? He's like, yeah, like, what else? Do you want Molly? Do you want Coke? Like, what do you want? And I was like, yeah, I want all of it. And he was like, well, how much do you want? And I was like, $600 worth? So he's like, yeah, let me make a phone call and just hang out here. And I was like, no, I'm going to go inside. I have an ounce of weed in my crotch and $700 cash. I would like to be like in a building where nobody can see me. I don't know also why I never took the weed out of my crotch. It wasn't like in, it was just like in the panties. I feel like I should, yeah. It wasn't like prison weed. It was like 26-year-old white girl not knowing how to sell drugs weed. So he just walks out, like, very nonchalantly. He's like, yeah, he'll be here in, like, 20 minutes. Like, okay, cool. What do we do? He's like, I don't know. So we just sat there and waited outside for his drug dealer to pull up. And it was a really strange experience. And so this guy shows up in a 1998 black GMC conversion van. It's like, that looks like a drug dealer's car. Apparently stereotypes exist for a reason. And so the transaction happens and we exchange money and I get all of the drugs and then I drive them to the guy who wanted all of the drugs. The whole time I was like crying. I was thinking like of all the nice things my mother had ever said to me because I was like, I'm going to need to remember these when I'm in prison. And unload everything. And that was just it. Like I didn't have any more drugs on me. I had made $100 and I just sat there in the toilet stall for I don't know how long and just like thought about my life and that I was a server at a bar and worked at a music venue and that in half an hour I was able to just rally up a shitload of drugs and if that's where I wanted to be, I took a real breather. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. I didn't go to jail, guys. Thank you.
Definitely not in jail. Definitely doesn't work for any reputable beer sellers or brewers. Man.